looks like your Muskie thing sort of played out rather interestingly, didn't it?
It did indeed. It's the first thing he's done right in the whole campaign.
Do you think some of the people you were talking to got to him?
Yes, they did.
Because I got a report earlier, you know, from Colson, he's around just before noon, he said that the media were predicting, the ABC apparently predicted he was going to leave.
Well, not only that, but as of yesterday, he had that position and was going to move that way. And
that's what I mean. They predicted he was going to endorse, that's what I mean by move, leave his candidacy and endorse the other fellow.
That's correct. And he left a lot of people flat-footed, too.
Why do you think he did it? What were the things that motivated him, in your opinion?
Being talked to by certain segments of the party who have really got on a stop McGovern operation.
They're really scared, aren't they,
They're scared, and they're, you know, Muskie's not the smartest guy in the world, but he's certainly vain enough to take that little carrot they held out of this is the deadlock.
Maybe you're the man.
Yep.
Big Ed to save the party again.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Particularly after a fellow has gone down that long road. You remember even Romney had those delusions right to the last. You know, after you've gone through it, you always figure, well, maybe something will hit me.
That's undoubtedly the case. And in addition to that, really what got to him was perhaps not the people we've been talking to so much, but they're talking to some of his people out in the field, particularly that Illinois delegation. That
they're his delegates, huh?
They're his delegates, and they're pretty strong, and they, of course, threw in some names like Daley and so forth and so on.
Yeah,
turned the guy right around, apparently in the middle of the night.
His statement was, it seemed to me, very good from the standpoint of making the point that needs to be made, that he felt that McGovern was extreme, don't you think?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That was factored into it as one of the things that he could do to help the cause.
Yeah,
he's been on the other side of that.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I'd say, who the hell is calling the this is the pot calling the kettle black, you know? But here he is telling McGovern, now look here, you're too liberal.
No, but this is part of the stop strategy. So
I mean, they're all going to say that, huh?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Very much so.
Well, I suppose the net result of it, though, John, is that McGovern will move over and clean himself up, huh?
Well, he will obviously try, and I think
the media will try to help him, of course.
The media will try to help him, but the more he tries to move in that direction, the more between now and the convention, if it's still viable, and I think it will be, that they were going to have to repeat and reiterate. So this is just great.
Yeah, repeat and reiterate, you mean?
The fact that he has these extreme positions, and he can't be getting off them.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is just fine. It means that we don't have to do it.
Yeah, this is much better. What is the what do you think this must make Kennedy thinking about at the moment?
He probably would be delighted in this because it will keep his options open.
Yeah.
The quicker and faster McGovern got to the point of nomination, of course, his options were being closed out.
That's right.
Except I haven't seen any indications or even have heard any rumblings that he's moving overtly, and I don't know whether or not he can be effective moving covertly.
Yeah. The question that he's now going to probably have come up against him is the demand of the McGovern people that he endorse him. Don't you think so?
Oh, yes. Yeah. If they get to the point where they think that they can't make it without him, they're going to push awful hard on that.
Yeah. Yeah. Because that would make the difference for the uncommitted.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it would. But of course, it also puts Kennedy in a hell of a spot. He's either got to indicate that he's still interested, or else he's got to back this group that is pushing McGovern, and of course they're his constituency.
They sure are. But it's a lovely party.
It changes by the hour.
Yeah.
Another interesting thing, this Stop McGovern movement, unfortunately George Meany is over in Europe, but we've got some people calling him, and
he's probably ready to say something, but he's not here.
he should be. And
you can't stand the fellow.
That's correct. And he's sort of been avoiding the issue, evading the issue, but all of the his support, his meanie supporters in some of these movements and political cohorts outside of it are pushing that meanie to join this stop McGovern thing.
You know, if they'd have started this a week ago, Humphrey would have beaten him in California.
Yep.
And that would have stopped him.
Yes, it would.
But now, I think it's too late. Don't you?
Well, it probably is. I would agree with that. I think he'll get the nomination. But the better thing is, from our point of view, he's going to get cut up in the process, and the party's going to get cut up.
Yeah. I suppose the way he'll try to heal himself is to talk to some of these people and then have a nice, clean platform. Would that be your guess?
Oh, he's going to try.
Yeah,
sure he's going to try.
But we've got to keep him hanging right on that other...
And that's it. And, you know, Muskie took a hell of a step today in saying what he did about this fellow.
You mean in saying he had to...
That he was taking extreme positions.
Yeah. Yeah. God, but coming from Muskie, I couldn't believe it.
Well, it's quite a step. So,
of course, that was a very interesting poll this morning, too, the Gallup. When it shows that among Democrats, he's only 25% or right now.
That's correct.
And that Wallace leads
them. Wallace leads them among
independents, yeah.
Yeah. Fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
You begin to wonder about these polls at times, too.
Oh, hell.
Even the ones that we don't control.
Listen, let me tell you, I don't believe a damn one of them. Do you?
No, frankly.
Do I think that... we know, the only ones to believe are your own, that you take to yourself. Then you can, you know, worry about the... excuse me.
Well, even those, I think sometimes things move so fast that you have to put your judgment on top of it.
You bet your life, because they can get out of date.
That's very true.
Well, anyway, it's quite a week.
Well, it's not going to be the last one. These movements will be planned for it.
We've got how many weeks? 3 weeks? 4 weeks before the convention?
4 weeks. Mm-hmm. And they'll be exciting weeks, I assure you.
Yeah.
And if we can just keep building this fire and keep enlisting more people, which we are,
To the extent, John, that you can really sign them up, that's what really counts, of course. I mean, now, if you can get some... As I said in that memorandum to you, that keeping Connolly's point, that the door is open, you know, and that don't let our Republicans keep these new Democrats and other things.
Don't worry about that.
I know that.
Don't worry about that.
The problem, where you'd have a problem like that is in a state like Texas, of course.
Well, you know what I did in Texas, don't you? I got Eric Johnson to head the committee there.
The best man you could have.
And, of course, he can bring them all in, and, of course, there'll be more Democrats than Republicans.
Right.
We've kept that situation open down there so that we can move in that direction at the right time. Not only there, but most of the South.
Georgia, things like that. And then, of course, another real problem area like that is California, where we have to... That's virtually necessary to have a Democratic organization there.
Well, we've got some of them moving already, and I'm going to be out there a week from now. And
right.
We're going to I'm meeting with some of them, by the way.
The Democrats?
Democrats, yeah. And
I think having they'll argue about it, but having I think both nationally and in states, the Democrats for Nixon deal is a good one. Or of course, another line is to just make it Californians, avoid the Republican, but the Democrats or the independents or...
As you know, we don't use the word Republican.
Yeah, I know that. I know, but I meant thinking of things to hang statements on.
Well, as you mentioned the other day, there's a lot of people don't want to get in bed with the Republicans or even the independents. They'd like to stay as Democrats and function as Democrats for Richard Nixon, and we will make that vehicle available.
I suppose it's got that.
Yes.
It'll be a hot time because, well, you know, really, when you consider this fellow, McGovern, as I was saying earlier today, you know, they ought to be worried about him, because with a Muskie, despite what he'd said, and with a Humphrey, I mean, while we wouldn't think much of having him in the office, we both they are both considered to be rather reasonable men, you know.
That's true.
You know, that they're sort of, Hubert is happy and Big Ed is a little bit slow, but he's not a nut. But people, I think, consider this fellow to be a damn fanatic. Don't you think so?
Not only that, but look at the people around him. How would you like John Kenneth Galbraith running your economy? Which will probably be the case.
Yeah. And Ho Chi Minh's grandson probably is his
Secretary of State. That's what is beginning to frighten people.
You know what might be interesting is to have show up at the next McGovern rally just some veteran with a white flag. Just a veteran. Not a Republican. Okay. You remember Mel Laird's statement that if you bought that, we better buy some white flags.
Yeah, that's the other $1 billion to add to the budget. We have a corps that takes care of those things, so that can be very...
It just might be an idea, just a white flag, and he says, I'm the local VFW man.
As a matter of fact, I think we can get the real thing in the VFW on the Legion to do that.
That's what I mean.
Yeah,
I mean the real thing.
Sure.
Because they're all with us on that issue.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Very good thought.
Well, have some fun.
I have your ambassador to NATO's here. Said hello to you.
Oh, well, doing my best.
I will indeed.
Okay.
And if you've got any more bright ideas like that, I'd like to have them.
All right.
Thanks.